Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the history of the countries. That's all I was going to get.
History of the countries, not the clubs.
He's saying it's bigger than football. That's what he's saying.
There's not clubs. There's two nations playing.
Yeah, but they lost the Falklands. No, but if you're doing going on history, you're going on war. If you're going to go on history, and the facts is that we dominated them. You know what I'm trying to say? So I don't know what he's talking about.
Can I just check something? England still have ownership of the Falklands.
Yes.
Right? And it is right off the coast of Argentina.
Yes.
So if they really wanted it back, they could try and get it back.
No.
But they can't.
They tried. They can't take it back. Yeah, they tried. Even come up recently. You know I'm a geopolitics man. They can't do it. They ain't got no moves for man.
They ain't got the resources.
No, they haven't. They definitely haven't got the resources.
Bro, a man celebrating British Crusades. You didn't want to believe, man, about he's cold. You lot got pumped over there.
They thought they done something.
Yeah, but that's not 100 goals in a season, bro. You got moved up.
100 goals. That's
not crap, bro. You can't know it ain't.
You can still be. You can be crap. How old did he do it?
You tell me.
You
16.
You could score 100 goals at under 14 level and go on to be shit. 100%. You're 14.
No,
bro.
You
means
can
nothing,
go on
bro.
To be.
Exactly.
You're not.
That's what's happened.
I'm just saying. Have you watched Chido play?
He's dead, bro.
He is not here.
That's not what I'm saying.
I couldn't care less how many goals he scored. He's not
going to
play.
Oh, right, that's fine,
bro.
You got to understand, 100 goals ain't... There's better goal players and goal scorers in everyone's team, but no one got 100 goals.
It's because none of them were 6 foot five.
Putting the ball in the net is the hardest thing, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what?
No, it's not.
What?
It isn't.
All right, no worries, man.
It isn't. Trapping a ball from... Falling from 30 yards is more difficult than putting the ball in the net.
No worries.
You could get a toddler to
no
run
worries,
and kick a ball
bro.
In the net.
I'm not arguing.
You can though.
I'm
bro.
Not arguing. I'm not arguing.
Rubbish,
I'm not arguing.
Come on, man.
I'm not arguing.
It's the hardest thing to do, though.
It definitely
it's the
is.
Most important, but it's not the hardest.
It definitely is.
So
the
you
hardest.
Can't score an easy goal.
Bro,
what you're telling me?
On site with
can
offside.
You score an easy goal?
Bro, that's not about
offside.
That. Get in there.
You
got to count all these. That's
with
football.
Offside,
that's
man.
Football, bro. You got to count all that, all these aspects. Defenders, goalkeeper. Yeah. Putting the ball in the net is the hardest thing to do. Facts.
It isn't.
Yes,
it's not
the hardest.
It isn't the hardest. Isn't the hardest.
All right, man. No worries.
It can't be the hardest.
Yes, it is.
Ow. Tell that to a goalkeeper, innit?
Why is it the hardest?
Keeping
why is it
out,
the hardest?
Keeping it out
keeping
pretty
out
tough
harder,
as well.
Keeping it out is harder,
keeping
you know?
It out is pretty tough as well.
Why is it the hardest? Why?
Why is there 0-0 games? Why? You tell me.
Why
it's
is
hard.
Nil-nil
it's because why is it the hardest? Because goals decide games, bro. That's why it's hard.
No.
That's because goals decide games. They do.
You can say it's the most important.
It goals decide games, and sometimes teams set out so you can't score. Goals are
what
the
are
hardest
you
thing
about?
To. You don't get like that's 10 nil. The same FIFA. Yeah,
there's an average of 3 goals a game, by the way.
No, there ain't.
Yes, there is.
In life. No, there ain't.
You know what? There ain't an average of overhead kicks. Free kicks.
They're all goals. They're all goals, bro.
You get me?
They're all goals,
bro.
They're just a harder.
No, but I'm talking.
Yeah,
exactly.
they're just harder type of goals, bro. But scoring is the hardest thing to do.
Easy goal. That's what you get me. There's things you could do in football that aren't easy ever. And that's facts.
But you need a goal to win the game, bro.
Yeah.
So you're talking all these special that don't win you the game.
Importance doesn't.
3.14 goals a game.
It doesn't acquire to difficulty.
3.14 goals a game on average in every
fine. Bro, you think when flipping 93, 94.
It was probably higher then.
That's
you got mad.
Goals, that's bad.
It's higher then. You got mad.
About,
you think it was higher then?
Yes. Defenders were poor.
So what?
The defenders were poor.
I think goalkeepers are sick.
You think there was more on. Goals per game?
In old school, yeah.
What, yeah?
93, 94, that's what I said.
93, 94.
Compared to now,
100%.
So what, the first 10 years of the
when did you
now?
Do?
What did you do now?
I didn't do it.
No, I'm talking to Dan.
3.4 goals a game.
What's that
was,
in the Prem?
No, wait.
No,
I don't know what.
There's no way.
That's
a lot of goals, isn't it?
3.1. That says 24-25.
What's that? The whole
Prem?
World, the whole world.
That the whole world. The Prem. Be, yeah.
So it spiked there in 23-24 and went up past 3.3.
What's that? The world?
No, that's in the Prem.
Okay.
Prem, Bundesliga is higher. Usually.
Obviously.
I think Eris the
I thought you were talking about world football.
Well, it was these numbers. What's these, world these numbers football? Like 3 points.
93-94 the Premier League, it was 2.59 per match.
Was it?
Less.
Yeah. No, I don't believe it.
2.5.
He said, I don't believe it. This is why he's a spectrum dog.
You got to work he out, yeah? Andy Cole.
I don't believe
Ian
facts.
Wright. Andy Cole, Ian Wright. Who cares? Andy Cole, Ian Wright, yeah? Who else is scoring hella goals? There was Jurgen Klinsmann, Shearer, Fowler, Shearer. Uh-huh. These are all people that were scoring hella goals.
Chill. Bruv, Andy Cole had 34 goals.
Exactly, there was a season he scored 40.
Yeah, but David Seaman had 19 clean sheets. What does that mean?
Yeah, but with all of that, they were the people that scored the goals. They weren't other people. They didn't share the goals.
Wide men didn't score back then. So there'll be less goals.
The top four strikers have 100 goals. The top four goal scorers recently don't have 100 goals.
Yeah, but the teams play differently. They play through wingers now.
Right. Anyway, listen. Well done, Loons. Yeah, congratulations to Loons. For proving absolutely nothing.
Goals are harder. We will see anyway. Goals win games. That's why Messi's the greatest, bro. Because he pulls them out of nowhere. Huh? It's this way it is.
Bro, he's fried. Bro,
Ronaldo's got more than him.
Ronaldo's got more goals.
In more games. It's just focus, man.
What?
He's got him in more games. But if you do it for goals per game ratio.
All right.
Then let me finish my statement and shut the hell up. Because if you do goals per games, Messi's got a better goal per game ratio. Facts.
Let's go now. Welcome, everyone. You have 2 World Cup semi-finals to talk about, France v Spain tonight and England v Argentina tomorrow. 2 heavyweight clashes, arguably the 4 best teams in the world. I want to say something quickly, yeah?
They say
I want to address something. You two, yeah, are both like around Messi and Ronaldo's age. You act like that. You see my man?
Mm-hmm.
He speaks about Messi how I speak about Henri. Yeah?
Yeah, he's sick.
That's like, don't get it twisted. I rate footballers around my age, you get me? But I move like they're mere mortals, like, you get me? I speak about the ones that were playing. Yeah, bro. Because I was a youth. I was a youth, bro. So they're always like superheroes to man. This guy seeing Ras Clark Diamande as a superhero, bro.
You see what it is? Anytime you can't listen to nothing he says about United. Remember, he speaks from intense pain. Like there's an agenda behind anything he says.
What for? You know what I'm laughing? He's trying to pretend that he weren't listening and responding.
Of course, bro.
He's so easy to draw out.
Yeah, bro, he's so intense.
Bro, he's
impeccable hearing.
He's insane. He's insane.
Yeah, I think that was meaty still, but go on, you lot, man. You lot doing the fake laughs. Is it for that funny? Yeah, I thought not.
You are shaking already.
Okay.
You are shake, rattle, and roll.
But before we delve into that, let's tell you about Saley on the Daily.
It's a quick remix.
Yeah, is that it? Yeah. Yeah. This episode of Filthy Fellas is brought to you by Saley. Traveling soon? Maybe you're heading to the World Cup. Check out Saley, the eSIM app that gives you affordable mobile data in over 200 destinations worldwide.
Instead of paying expensive roaming fees or hunting for local SIM cards, just download the Saley app, choose a plan and get connected as soon as you arrive. Saley offers flexible plans for every budget, built-in security features to help block trackers and malicious sites, easy data usage tracking and 24/7 customer protection.
And if you're going to the World Cup, Saley's North America plan covers all 3 host countries. That's Mexico, Canada and the USA. With one plan, no SIM swapping, no surprise roaming fees throughout the tournament.
With the North America plan, users get an exclusive 35% discount for their first purchase. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for that one. And if you're using it outside one of the host nation countries, download the Saley app from your app store or scan the QR code on KDOT's face. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Full details are in the episode description and pinned comment. Saley on a Daily.
How does it? Who's the lead singer for this? Usually is it Wick? Oh, is it
Wick? That's why.
Saley
On the daily.
Yeah, doesn't he do something?
No, don't.
See, he's vexed. No. Stop arguing. Well, he's not doing it because he's been arguing.
He's arguing with himself. I don't read it. It's going to piss him off. Don't read it. He's going to be more upset if you don't read it.
No, don't read it out loud. Just read it.
Oh, he pulled up with the facts.
He just wants to prove the
point. Just read it, Dan. No, don't read it out loud.
Don't read it.
Don't read it out loud. Just read it.
He said, were there more goals in the 90s and noughties compared to now in all competitions?
Yeah.
Bro.
That's a simple question. That's what I want to know. In all competitions.
He's on the spectrum. Compared. He fixates.
8 out of 10. The 90s and the noughties had more goals compared to now.
Shake, rattles, and roll.
But he's right in what you do fixate on things.
Bro, we were talking. Bro,
that was 10 minutes ago. That was 10 minutes ago.
I want to be right. I know I'm right. You know you're right.
Stop. He needs to be right.
Are you
so
seeing
back.
The reason why?
He's talking about.
He's saying because of the back pass.
He said the back pass rule.
Because the back pass rule right there.
Wait, then stop.
The switch to 3 points. Stop. The switch to 3 points for a win. When,
guys,
when was it? What?
Guys.
When?
Guys.
90.
It was 2 points
Jeff
for a win.
On, you see?
I've never known this.
What? You didn't know that? 2 points for a win, one for a draw.
How did you know that?
Bro, that's...
How did you know that?
What do
you
mean? I've never known that. When did that happen?
92.
Was I alive? I know it was the early 90s. I was born in 91.
Yeah.
Not so 92.
The start of the Premier League.
It's in 80s. Yeah, 80s. It had to be
80s. That's in 92.
Hey, Greg, I swear to God, I've never heard of that in my life.
You moved the goalposts, asked the question that we didn't ask.
I didn't. I just wanted to know
where
more goals
we were talking about the league. Said that they scored more goals in the league. Yeah, that's why I brought up the Prem. I said, what year? He said all competitions. Yeah.
Lying,
he changed
man.
The question to make himself right.
Also, you know how AI works, innit? You need the correct prompts here. The way he prompted it is...
Basically, tell me what I want to hear.
A miracle that his phone knew what he was even talking about. He didn't even specify the sport in the prompt. I swear down, go to the question.
Bro, so why does it? So why does it know about back passes and offsides, bro?
No, exactly.
What are you talking
so
about?
I'm saying that's
my AI.
Man's AI it
knows
needs
who
extra
I am,
legs,
bro.
Your AI needs
offside.
Extra
what
legs,
you think?
Bro.
There's only offside in football. There's offside in rugby, you know, if you pass it forward.
So you think this is talking about rugby?
I want to do a documentary about all the youths that made it through life undiagnosed.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I want to make a show about all the youths who made it this far in life undiagnosed.
What do we call it?
Undiagnosed.
And then what's the tagline? Adults on the spectrum.
Yeah.
You know what
got here with no help.
You know what they say though.
No, he got all the way here with no support. You know
what's the maddest thing
like,
about
no
life?
No help.
Yeah?
Like,
you know what? You know what? One of the maddest thing about life is when people think they are what they ain't. None of you lot are doctors. None of you lot have got a PhD. One second. How can you diagnose anyone? You're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. You lot need to focus. You lot are thinking you're Superman, your imaginary friends and that. You lot, hey, innit? He's crazy, innit? You lot are mental, bro. None of you lot are doctors.
Hey, how can you diagnose us as mental? Don't diagnose me. You ain't got a PhD.
Hey, nah. Hey, let's talk ball. Argentina's momentum, boys. Everything seems to be going Argentina's way. Yeah.
It's a fix.
That's
what
they're saying.
Suspiciously, innit?
Yeah, suspicious.
Suspiciously.
Is this for me? Yeah, I can't tell if I'm getting older and a little bit more cynical. But is this the most suspicious World Cup we've seen? This is Buki. This one.
Not just because of Argentina, though.
No.
I think the last one was as well.
Nah, this one's shaky.
Very Buki.
This, you know what it is? Last one was shaky, but Argentina had something about them. You understand? Now they're going into games. And kind of just, I wouldn't really say wrong decisions, because like it's things are kind
of
falling into place for them. It kind
of
can't be rigged. You understand? Things are just happening, like Breland Bolo just dashing himself on the floor for no reason. Like that can't. That's got nothing to do.
I don't
with
understand
them.
Why he got the red card. Can someone
He's
clarify? He was on a yellow.
He's on it. So put it this way: what happened was the guy that he did the dive for the challenge, he got booked. Yeah. Obviously, he's clocked that Mbolo's on a yellow card. The whole Argentina team have. So they've gone back screaming at man, saying, that was a dive. Yeah? And remember, the rule now is for a second yellow, you can check VAR.
Yeah.
So they're saying, check.
They doubled it back.
That's simulation. Because if it is, he gets a second yellow.
You see him fling out his leg, bro.
And
didn't even, like,
it was so
he's
bad.
Already turned the man. And as he's turning the man, he's flung out.
He hooked him.
And it's not just the decision's overturned. It's now a yellow card to
for simulation.
Mbolo,
yeah,
and
yeah,
he got
yeah,
sent
yeah.
off.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
so then he got sent
idiot.
Off. As much as people are saying it's Argentina, it's like they didn't do nothing.
No, some of the things you can't rig. And obviously, like, Messi's still the player that he is, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, and when it's crunch time and he turns up, you can see
nah,
it.
But Swiss...
I've watched bare Argentina games, especially earlier on as well, and I've seen things. I don't know if I'm nitpicking. I've seen
shaky
decisions, man. Like, they're shaky, man. Even the first one where he ran his studs down, my man, he should have went.
Is it right in saying, yeah, for me, England and Argentina seem like a similar team?
No.
That, or at least very well...
Argentina
matched.
Don't want to buck England. I've been watching. I think when I'm watching Argentina, I feel like England would love to buck.
What is that? The Falklands? Is that the Falklands?
And we still own the Falklands. Like, we still got the Falklands. That's why they don't stand a chance.
Is it extra time three games in a row or is it two?
Extra time
three games in a row.
Three games in a row. One of them being against a 10-man Switzerland. Yeah, I know you're saying Messi's. Messi, but he had nothing for Switzerland for 90
through.
Minutes. But he didn't, bro. He went on until
through.
They went
yeah,
down to 10 men.
I agree.
He went, at the end of the day, he's human. He's 38. If everyone around him is moving like a idiot, there's not much he can do. In
Alvarez did turn up and score a good goal, though. Alvarez's goal
absolute
was,
screamer, buddy.
Was a screamer.
A couple of them look all right, but it's just... I know you're saying they don't want to buck certain teams. Bro, the way they're playing, look like they don't want to buck no one, bro. And it's like, no, seriously, bro. They don't
keep winning. You're saying this and they keep winning.
No, but it's like, these aren't comfortable wins, bro.
They play? Jordan, Algeria, Cape this Verde. One, that one. They ain't even been...
And they're in the semi-final.
Yeah, but that's because this... No, that's because they... That new rule with the draw, that's the four protected teams that couldn't buck each other.
You can only beat what's in front of you. Point.
However, if you are a tournament... We know how tournaments work here. Like, you peak too early and blah, blah, blah. We've seen teams look fantastic and they're gone already. Yeah. If you are them and you're thinking, all right, look, like, we haven't really had a performance yet. We're due one. We haven't got one yet. Is this where you kind of want to kick into gear,
England
right?
are to better actually... than them. England are better than
you
them.
You have to remember, you know, Argentina lost their first game in the last World Cup, you know. They were shaky in the last World Cup. They lost to Saudi, bro. In the last World Cup, they were quite shaky throughout the tournament. They weren't. It's not. I won't say throughout.
Everyone's
they picked
emotional,
up once they got
man.
To knockouts. But this time,
you're
I don't
saying
think
it's
look,
emotional, but
it's emotional, man. England ain't got moves to Argentina, man. England.
Why
do
you say that?
It's just the history of it as well. England, Argentina.
Well, by the way, the team's playing.
Let me land, bro. Let me land. You can't keep on trying to cut up. Or you don't agree? Just chill, bro.
Bruv, you've been shaking, rattling, and rolling from the beginning. Calm down.
I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, but don't take it so personal.
Yeah, I asked him.
All right, cool.
Let's just let him get off.
I just said history.
It's about you. No worries.
Look how he's like.
Go on, Mark. Go on, bro.
Look.
Go on, bro.
Look what he's doing, bro.
No, I just think everyone should let each other speak.
I won't let him speak.
It's the history of the countries. That's all I was going to get.
History of the countries, not the clubs.
He's saying it's bigger than football. That's what he's saying.
There's not no clubs. There's two nations playing.
Yeah, but they lost the Falklands. No, but if you're going on history, you're going on war. If you're going to go on history, and the facts is that we dominated them. You know what I'm trying to say? So I don't know what he's... He don't know what he's talking about.
Can I just check something? England still have ownership of the Falklands.
Yes.
Right? And it is right off the coast of Argentina.
Yes.
So if they really wanted it back, they could try and get it
no.
back. But they can't.
They tried. They can't take it back. Yeah? They tried. Even come up recently. You know I'm a geopolitics man. They can't do it. They ain't got no moves for man.
They ain't got the resources.
No, different. They haven't. They definitely haven't got the resources.
Bro, a man celebrating British Crusades.
Like, you got no business over there, you know?
The man, they still got it. They can't get over there.
Aye, you know what? They got no moves for us.
I like that one. They got no moves for us.
God save the fucking queen.
Nah, but all jokes aside, like, on an empire thing, like, they're not really on nothing.
Argentina.
Yeah, they're not really they're on not. That. They're not really on that.
Yeah,
bro.
But I'm sure they harboured all of the
German, the Nazi
Germans.
Yeah,
they're all playing for them, blood. McAllister
yeah,
and them,
sure,
man.
Yeah, I'm sure they so harboured that. Yeah. Yeah.
McAllister from Scottish descent, though, I'm sure.
So he's Scottish Nazi.
I swear his dad's from Scottish. But yeah, no.
Cambiasso and them, man, there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, in my opinion, obviously, they play everything. It's too slow. There's no runners in behind. I don't think they're going to be able to, like, to cause England any damage. That's why them last three games that we watched against lesser teams has gone all the way to the wire. You get what I'm trying to say? Because of the way they set up and because of the way that they move. And like I said it from before we even had this conversation. I wasn't even joking. I've said that this is a perfect team for England to buck. Like, in my opinion, I think they're going to deal with him.
Messi's in danger, but Julian Alvarez is there. They got couple man to do a thing, but it's not the same.
I've just done some digging, yeah. Obviously, we know what Britain had at one point. They had a lot of territory.
They had
as of right now, they still are in control of Anguilla. Is it Anguilla?
Anguilla.
Bermuda. The British Antarctic. Indian Ocean. British Virgin Islands. Cayman Islands. Falkland Islands. Gibraltar. Montserrat.
Yep.
Pitcairn,
anywhere with a cat.
Henderson, British. Never heard of Henderson.
Anywhere with a British flag in there, flag, innit?
Ducey and Oni. There you go. St. Helena.
New Zealand. Do they have New Zealand?
South Georgia. South Sandwich.
Sandwich Islands.
Sandwich Islands. There's a Dekilia in Cyprus. Yeah, New Zealand's and Turks and Caicos. They are
Turks and Caicos. Is it?
Listen, the British.
Turks and Caicos is UK.
I didn't know that belonged to the UK.
Means they're free.
Yeah, they gave them that. Yeah.
But they're still part of the team.
What I'm saying is England are still outside. Big drip for Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina like governed the land that it is. Like, you know them ones. Like they fought for where they live.
It's never been any bigger. It's never been any smaller. Like they got what they got.
Yeah, they. Yeah.
But it's big.
It's massive.
But also, they call themselves the Europeans of South America.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they are.
Do you know why?
Because it went through a gentrification, like a ethnic cleansing thing.
Yeah,
literally.
They say that one side of them came from the jungle, the other ones came from the monkeys, but we came from Europe.
We came on boats. Yeah, that's what he says. We came on boats.
Argentina are ruthless.
Like, they got rid of black players. They just pushed them into Brazil.
You say that, but they've got an under 17 at the minute.
Is it?
Haitian youth. Under 17. And he's looking decent. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Argument, yeah. Argentina, obviously, they've won a World Cup recently, blah, 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 blah. For them to stay at the top table, are they going to need to start introducing? They're going to need to undo their ethnic cleansing
some
and bring black players
don't.
In.
Some countries don't.
It might not.
They might have to.
It might not necessarily. Some countries don't. You know what you see with this Argentina team? Like they're starting to get them kind of indigenous man, them kind of.
But they could do with a black
them
player,
kind
you know?
Of Mayan man.
Yeah, them Arrow, the Arrowhead man, innit? Like
them.
Yeah, they have them.
They have those type with Veron and that, innit?
It's like the small man. There's a couple
them
of them.
Apocalypto
Romero's
man.
That. Yeah, Romero's like
Apocalypto
a
man.
Yes, okay.
Apocalypto. That's a big.
You lot just made that up. You lot don't even know what that is.
What? You don't know
Apocalypto.
Yeah, of course you know about
it. Who's warring in there?
What do you mean? I'm saying.
You don't know.
What type of question is that? I'm saying you don't even know the name of the original Argentinians.
It's the Mayans. Is that where they're chasing my man through the
woods?
What's the native Argentinians called? That's what I want to know.
So, boys, obviously, like you said, Margs, mentally, physically, does playing these extra minutes make Argentina stronger? Or does it fatigue them?
I suppose you could look at it a couple of different ways. Because if it goes to the wire again against England and there's extra time,
they might know
it's like, come on, boys, we've been
boxing, innit?
Yeah, we've done this three times in a row. We know this story. We know we can get through this. Or it might just be a couple of minutes too much and they're saying, like, rah, they're on their last leg. Because out of the two of them, they would have played more football.
Physically, they're definitely worse off for it. But. Yeah. Mentally, they're definitely better off.
100%.
100%. Like, you know, like, even in boxing, like, if a fighter just says, you know, I'll get him down the stretch, man. Championship rounds, 10, 11,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, 10, 11, yeah.
That's it. That's where I'll get them. Like, if they get in that bag. But England have also won in extra time. So, I don't know.
But England have the ability to score early and run away with it. Whereas Argentina, I don't think, have the ability to
just... But you know what it is? Argentina are stubborn.
I think the good thing about England is that they can have little moments and click. Even going into this game, they could probably put in the best performance we've seen all tournament and play good football. We've seen that, but they can get the job done
playing bad. Yeah.
That's great. They could be meaty.
They have ability
set
to score.
Pieces
yeah, and they have ability
is there
to
only
score.
One team at this tournament playing... Like well, yes. Aggressively.
No. We mean well. Spain are playing well.
Yeah, what do you mean by well? Yeah,
they've been held up as well, though. They've been held up. They got helped up. 0-0 Cape Verde.
Yeah, but I mean, France.
I'm just saying,
kinda...
France looked like
1-0 Paraguay.
Clear above everyone else.
That was
they're clear
game
of
was
everyone
a certain
else.
Way, and it was cagey.
It didn't have to be 1-0 as well. It could have been.
Yeah, it was cagey. But
France have been the best team in the tournament.
Spain do look good, but. I think France look superior.
Yeah.
They look like the standout team.
They got the best players.
You know, I want to say something quickly. That's not about football, man. Quickly, you know, we got to big up the sports world, bruv. Conor McGregor, man.
His knee popped out, innit? I don't watch USC, but I
tried to
that.
Do a kick. Bro, it's the first action. He tried to do flying kick, twisted his knee. He's an idiot, bro.
He dropped into his guard. He knew he was cooked. He got up again. I think he tried to throw a punch. Couldn't stand. No, but that's not his fault. That's an injury. He couldn't do nothing.
But what are you doing? You ain't. That's like you haven't played football in time.
Thank you.
Straight away from kickoff, you just try to sprint past the whole team.
And then do bicycle kick at the end for finish. Now you're an idiot, bro.
But anyway, listen. Let's talk about ball again. Let's talk about ball.
England are through to the semis.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
England. Look, we did a watch-along for that. Cool. Sorry about the audio, guys, all of that. Yeah, but England weren't convincing.
And unprofessionalism as well.
Yeah, unprofessional. Yeah, and you know what? We are unprofessional. Like, the podcast you lot get every week is not the podcast that we sit here and make.
Jesse, literally.
That's facts.
But it was a slow start. Pickford, shaky. Norway looked a little bit dangerous going forward. And then that guy that me and Skits thought was Berg, that wasn't Berg.
That was funny.
He done like a cross shot thing.
Has he been asked? Do we have a verified source as to whether that was a shot or
a cross, bro?
I'm telling you, if that was me and I did that.
Saying it's a shot all day.
I'm saying that's a shot.
All day, yeah.
You can see Haaland do that.
He was looking for Haaland, I think.
He was. Haaland was at the back.
That kind of finish was crazy.
If it was a good, if the cross was on point, Haaland had.
Who did it vs us that time? When I went mad. No, bro, Chelsea boy.
Gronka.
Mudrik.
Oh yeah, Gronka's done one as well.
Yeah, Gronka. No, but that one across.
Yeah, see, at 1-0, did you see Solof on the break? And all they had to do was just square the ball through to Haaland. And I'm not even going to lie, I've been seeing the clips go around online and, like, you could see the frustration. He was mad.
The game might have been lost there, you know?
Even
though
he too many touches, bro.
No, but that was...
Yeah, it was good defending as well, a little bit.
That was undeniable, though. He pushed that ball through. That's goal.
What? You know what? I don't think
there was no through. Like, I think the defender slowed down. I think he slowed down a bit. He wanted to pass it behind the defender. Then he changed his mind to try and pass it in front, and then it all changed.
But I think he should have done it quicker.
You know what it is, isn't it?
You know, like, as a defender, like, sometimes you wait for the striker to make
it. The defender or the striker?
The guy with the ball,
Solof moved too fast.
Whereas if you slow it down, you can kind of like...
Haaland gave him the movement. When he gave him the movement was when to pass it.
He should have let that go because it's like he was waiting for Haaland to build up ahead of steam when he should have known that that's how he moved. It was coming. He should have let it go too early. He would have went straight onto it. But yeah.
And that would have been 2-0.
Well, was that the turning point of this game?
Had to be, innit?
Yeah. It's the foot. We know how football works, yeah? Whoever, what kind of... I believe in God, but I know... There might be like a umbrella. There's football gods.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, we know you cannot miss big chances without having to pay for it. It's just how it works.
Messi don't though.
It's true. But even they conceded as well. When they took off Haaland as well, they conceded, didn't it?
Haaland. Did England defend well, or was Norway guilty of not finding him enough, or was he shit?
They just done the Prem thing, innit, man? They just done the same, you know, when he has those games with minimal touches, however they line up and the space they give him, where you give him space, where you don't give him space is what they done. It's kind of Premier League-y how they handled him with the minimal touches. And, you know, they doubled up on the wingers when they went wide, so the crosses weren't super simple. The chance that they did have, they overcooked the crosses, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's Erling Haaland, isn't it? He's a mold of Ronaldo, innit, in terms of he doesn't influence the game. It's just when it matters, he's there, innit? But if you can kind of block the passing lanes, the crossing lanes,
I don't think Haaland doesn't affect the game. Yeah. Obviously, he's got this reputation as somebody who doesn't really get involved until it's time to. But that's very much part of the City setup where they have so much of the ball that they don't need you to coming in it. And make this game even smaller. Mm. But having said that, then I look at how he... You know, there's been times, a lot of times, last season where City were under pressure and they needed an out ball. You know, like where teams started playing against City and they needed an out ball. And he is so good at the getting loose change, like doing that kind of stupid Liam Delap role where like you just give your defence some respite.
If he's going to battle the centre-backs and be a jewel and occupy them.
No, but I'm saying he's better than Ronaldo at that part of the game.
So if he's going to occupy them and run down channels and do all that kind of stuff, he'll influence the game that way, innit?
More, it's just that he's in a team that he doesn't need to influence the game so much.
And then we know how Miami is as well. That heat is brutal as well. Yeah,
For Norwegians, they must have felt like penguins.
It's like the hottest over there is like 13 degrees.
Like, bro, it's like playing football in Jamaica.
Putting on sun lotion for 8 degrees. You know them way there, like,
it's
the
same
bro.
Sun dead there in Jamaica, bro. It's the same sun dead there in Jamaica, bro.
You
it's
see, why? What's wrong
sky.
With him?
Yo, he's talking about
what's
Norway.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about Norway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's cooking them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you on about?
No, I thought you were trying to ask. That's what I'm saying.
But
is it,
but do you understand what's happening now? Because the boy who cried wolf, this is a story, bro.
What are you talking
like,
about?
Like, every time we think you're arguing with us, even when you're arguing.
Yeah.
It's because you've just been
argumentative. Maybe if you stop arguing with us, people won't think that you're
stop being argumentative.
I haven't argued with anyone.
Oh my God. See? Now he's in denial.
Bro, I went to speak and he said, I'm going to speak every time I speak. So how's that me arguing? I just haven't spoken since. So now I'm speaking, now you're saying I'm arguing because I agree.
No, you're not arguing.
There you go. But, I know I'm not.
I thought he was.
Then you need to focus, bro.
Maybe
you need to stay in the car.
So
no, I wasn't arguing with no one, bro. I was right, you were all wrong.
We've seen this story.
And it's fine.
What's it called, a fable? I think it's a fable.
Aesop's fables. Remember that back in the day, fable. That's when the story has a meaning, man. They don't even know. Every story's got a lesson.
No, but this time he was wrong because he was agreeing with you.
Exactly.
That's the fable.
I don't cry wolf about nothing, bro. I'm very honest, bro.
Bro, very honest.
You just said I'm a boy who cried wolf. I'm sorry, I didn't cry about
nothing. You're not clocking the analogy.
I thought the analogy's meaty because the boy who cried wolf lied and I didn't lie. I'm a very honest person. I get the analogy, bro.
England's controversial comeback.
When was the last time you played 11s on a 4G pitch and it hits the wire?
Stonebridge Pavilion.
Yeah, Pavilion.
What happens usually in an 11-a-side
play
match?
On. Stop it.
No, stop it.
Nah, but I tell you the truth.
Play
though.
On.
The last game I played, the ref asked us both. He said we can make a decision, yeah? Because it was freezing cold. He said we could stop it every time or we could all make a decision here to just let it go. Bro, we chose let it go. But after 10 minutes, we were like, bro, ref, reverse the thing. Reverse
how
it.
High are they
it affects.
The ball?
Nah, the ones that,
that
things
wire,
are
the
low,
wire,
bro.
The
they're like,
so yeah, they're not that.
They're
high.
Probably like 8 foot or something. They're,
not that
they're
high.
Low.
Get
in
you man out,
terms.
Man. Get you man out the Gaza, man.
So the Norwegian keeper kicked out the ball. It hit the spider cam, which FIFA are denying.
Allegedly.
And that changed the trajectory of the ball. FIFA say it didn't. Using the chip in the ball.
Now, can we just get onto that chip in the ball? Yeah,
because the rep, what you're talking about is, was it Portugal, Croatia? Yeah? Where they used the chip to show that it touched the...
Like a sound thing. Yeah. You got a sound, a spike sound in
there. Like a sensor.
That it touched the Croatia player's hair or something. But when it blatantly touches, I think it's Vega... I'm sure it's Vega. When it blatantly touches him, the ball, there's
no
spike.
When he gets the foot in for the tackle, there was a tackle that resulted in a penalty, and he got the ball. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what game it was. He touched the ball, but it wasn't enough to not be the foul.
So the guy, it hit the guy's head. Yeah. There was a spike in the thing.
Yes.
But then after, Vega's behind and it hits Vega, and it doesn't show a spike.
What I'm saying is, and same with the penalty that we saw. Yeah. The ball was definitely touched, bro. Every camera, you can
and
see it.
And it didn't show that
and
touch.
And there's no spike.
So they're lying. That spike is a random spike.
I've done this in sessions before, you know, where like, for example, you know, like you're just chatting, someone's in the booth recording, yeah, and you didn't press record.
Yeah, and you just got to be like...
That's the take, by the way. Like, that's the verse, but you didn't record it. Now you got to come up with something and you got to say, all right, do it again, but I reckon just...
It's dark.
Less, more energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give them an... Like, I know what FIFA have done here. They've just got a guy there with a compressor.
They got a random... Yeah, bro. Random... Remember the old school Windows Media Player thing?
the thing. That's the squad, the random thing.
Yeah, we are player.
Old school thing. They tried it, oh my days. But yeah, everyone saw it. But the ref didn't. FIFA aren't exactly the bastion of honesty and trust.
You know what? I was about to get onto FIFA, but maybe we shouldn't. We might have to work with them.
Is the chip in the ball creating more controversy?
They should never have told us there's a chip in the ball. That is basically what they should not have done.
Well, don't show us there's a... Because you know why they shouldn't show us there's a curve? When they say the ref's tink buzzer's going, we have to believe him. Yeah. We don't hear nothing. He just goes, yep. Wait. You understand? So just say, yep. Dude, I've got another watch.
Don't show us.
Don't show us.
Don't show us. And the thing is, when they showed us, they tried to belittle us as well by saying, by the way, you lot are so stupid, but you didn't realize this was used 4 years ago as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so it kind of disarmed us. Yeah. Because we were just like, oh, you've been using it for 4 years. My bad.
You're just
showing
us.
Sorry, I didn't, we weren't familiar.
You're showing us you're working out now. Yeah, now we've been bumped, man. Football's, it's crazy.
Well, if we have been bumped, this is exactly how we'd be bumped. A semi-final with Spain, Argentina, England and France in it.
That's a great
bump. It's exactly how you'd bump it.
That's what you're meant to do, to bump, man. Entertainment.
That's why they put all that stuff in place. It worked out first time.
I hear it.
Sensational set of semi-finals.
I can't believe there's not been any best super upsets.
It's crazy. Even the third
what
place playoffs is
no way
be
beat
crazy.
Brazil.
That's not. I don't think that's an upset. That I think upset. This Brazil, bro. We watched
how Brazil
against Scotland.
My dark horse.
Not
Brazil been bad. Brazil coming in bad.
Do you reckon today,
bro? They won the World Cup the most. If that semi final had Brazil in it, if that World Cup, this is Spain's second ever semi final ever.
I'm saying
in their history ever.
No, yeah, don't say this about Man United. No, but when it comes to the history,
Loons. Man United ain't got good history.
Loons. This comes around every 4 years. Loons. This comes around every 4 years. So the squad change,
shake,
the
form,
everything.
What's
he talking about?
How many titles did Fergie win?
Are you taking a piss?
What's 13, going on here?
Greg mentioned Man United.
This is one of your shakiest episodes.
Greg mentioned Man United, so this is Greg.
That's crazy.
Man United,
I actually one of these for a minute, though, it's true.
No, but every so often, you need one of these just to reset. Just so you can find your level.
So, all right, Fergie won 13, so you had 7 before then, so you weren't successful before
You need one of these every so often, though, so you can just reset your level and find that optimum performance again. Fergie, bro. Because you're going too far, one way or the other.
Yeah, he needs a compressor.
He said, why don't I speak about Man United's history?
No, but same Brazil should have beaten Norway because of Pele and it's mad.
What about Romario Bebeto? What about Romario Bebeto?
What about Romario? Bro, Google them.
Google what that man looked like.
What? They weren't even on the pitch.
I'm talking about another generation, bro. Hey, what about Ronaldo and Ronaldinho? Bro, these are generations and generations and generations.
Luz, calm down. Let me tell you what
these are generations and generations and generations.
You're helping his point, though.
Their man are gone, bro.
I know, it's history. History.
The point he was trying to make is, you can't say, how can Norway beat Brazil when you're talking about players that ain't here anymore yet?
Oh.
And then you talk about more players.
but I was talking about history.
I said, you got to do it for them.
I said, what about Romario?
You don't gotta do it for them. You gotta do it for yourself, bro. Focus, man.
No, they've had enough good players over there. Vinny, Cunha.
Cunha's not. They're Vinny, bro. Vinny
is
Cunha.
He's one of the best players.
You know what? Yeah.
It's Vinny.
I won't do it.
Vinny needs to do a bit
more. I've got
more.
An idea. I'm gonna bring a tablet in for Loons. Yeah. I actually want to see how it works.
I watched them live, bro.
I'm gonna bring a tablet for Loons. I want to see how it works. ADHD.
I watched them live.
Yeah. So what did you see live?
I watched them live.
What did you see?
Focused.
I watched them live, bro.
Jude Bellingham, the masterman with the master plan.
Who else, man?
Who else?
Filthy family tree. Yeah.
He's
the guy.
Clutch,
he's the guy still.
I don't know what it is.
I don't want to hear
it. He's got the genius.
Do you know what? You know what's crazy about Jude? Yeah, for me, yeah, it's the type of player that like you can't really quantify what it is. That, you know, like what is? He won't have the most goals or he does have the most goals and assists. But what I'm saying is, like, the numbers are not what I'm impressed by.
It's
the moment.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait for the crowd to find my receipts. I'm gonna go and make the clip myself. I'm gonna go and make the clip myself. I'm telling you, because I said that we've been here and you don't work with me.
I'm gonna clip myself.
Now, do you know what we're seeing, boys? Yeah?
Not suicide.
Yeah, man, you gotta chill out. It's coming up, bro. You know what I'm saying? But all jokes aside, you know what I think it is with Jude? I think we're seeing like, this is what the good players back in the day were. Like you said, you didn't know what their goals and assists were. You just knew when you turn the telly on, if they're on the pitch, they're going to be one of the best players out there.
So you're saying guaranteed a big game player then?
What do you mean guaranteed? No England player,
he's just cold, bro.
No England player in history has scored more open play goals in a single tournament.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
He's big business.
And that
been
is,
that, by the way. He's a maverick.
That is six goals. He's level with Harry Kane, who's needed penalties to get there. First player since Maradona to score braces in consecutive World Cup knockout matches. This is not a joke.
You know, like when you're on the ends, yeah, and like maybe like one of your brethren's like might go in like a little growth spur or something, go get some money. But for whatever happened, it's changed, and he's the boss now. But nobody wants to admit that he's the big man on the ends. No one wants to admit because he weren't like this. But if we stand, he's your big man. And you got to respect it. And that's what's happening with Jude. They don't want to give him the ratings because he's a young G, because he just fought. But it's like, we're looking at you. This is your boss. This is your big man. This is the guy. I mean, Harry Kane, great. Top striker, one of the coldest in the world. All of that, whatever. But as far as England's concerned, Bellingham is the man. And without him, cooked.
What is it though? Like, it is like...
It's aura.
It's the same thing that Mbappe has for France, that Messi has for Argentina, bro.
It's
him.
It's aura.
There's no like who else is the real thing? Who else is going to do this, bro?
He's that guy.
It's like it was written. It was in his blood.
I'll do it, bro.
He's just that you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, just
and
him.
What they tried to do is they tried to push it like it's arrogance. Bro, it's confidence, bro.
No. It's him, bro. No, he's teetering on the line. It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is teetering on the line because he's saying that's his opinion when asked about Tommy Tuchel. But what I'll say is
I'll rate that response.
He is the one that is going to do it. He's not going to send a young G.
He's going to do it himself.
This is getting done by him. This is personal.
Yes.
He is going
and
crazy.
And that's why he's a good leader. And that's why you respect it. Because when you got a man on the block that you know you can send YGs, but he's going to go himself.
Yeah.
You get me? That's when they'll go for you even quicker. You know what I'm saying? They know he's a real one.
Trust it, yeah.
He's not trying to use us. He ain't trying to send me to go and do the dirt. He'll smoke Tuchel.
Yeah.
That's why Madueke can have the confidence.
Madueke can have the confidence
to do what he's doing because he knows Jude.
Jude's got it.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get it, man. You just don't get it.
I hear it, though. He's him, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, he's the one.
Special player, bro.
Jed Spence.
Oh, big up Spence as well, man. I like Spence.
I like Spence. What a long way he's come.
I told you that.
He's having a good tournament, man.
What a long way Jed Spence has come, bro. Did he take the chin strap off at some point as well, innit? Did he take it off? Bro, he was the automatic draft pick on Filthy Fellas, bro.
Yeah. You see, even then, he wasn't shit like that.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know how that became a thing because he weren't even
shit. By the way, when you lot was all saying Jed Spence, I didn't know who that was at the time.
Okay.
It's just a name. I thought he was a FIFA guy. I didn't know who that was. And then now I'm like, oh, he's who I've been having at right back every time I make a wrong pick.
Did you know about him at Nottingham?
When he was in a championship when Forrest played Arsenal.
That was the first time
I saw that game. I said, this youth is cold.
And then that's when we were supposed to go in for him.
Was that a dive though?
Yes. Well, yes, he's initiated contact. It's 100%. He's put his leg across the player, bro.
In real time, it looked like it's a foul. But it's clever. But
good players do that.
Slow-mo, you can see who initiated. Well, here's the hard part, yeah? Like, as a player, you want to protect the ball, right? And where is that line between protecting the ball and drawing contact?
Yeah, because the only thing is, yeah?
That step up was bait.
I know you
want to shoot the ball, but the step was
all the
bait,
way,
bro. The step was bait.
He's <'Cause> like,
yeah, it was too much.
Like, it weren't natural. If it was a natural step, they weren't natural.
I agree.
He went to step across, though. You get me? Like, that's the only reason. Because this is my thing, yeah? I think he did try to hook his leg, but he didn't anticipate that much momentum because he got flung forward, bro. He didn't want to go down like that. He wanted to just a little bit of contact and rear, but he tried to kind of step across and he's got tangled. But I think it's borderline.
Outside the box, that's given though.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's definitely given.
You reckon in the premise,
I think it's definitely given.
Well, it was given. I think it's given anyway. But I think it's given.
I think because it was a pen, it got the VAR. Because you wouldn't even if you're, even, that's one of them ones. Say it got given edge of the box, England score that free kick, that's the free kick that wins them the game. They'll be split like opinions on whether it's a foul or not. That wasn't Stonewall, you get me? Like that was, it was mad.
What's Alfin Haaland?
His dad, Alfinger Haaland.
No, you won't.
I won't.
You won't. Not up here with me on this table.
His dad has been caught.
Alfie.
He's been caught making a diving gesture towards Spence, met with a cough and two fingers in Jed Spence's direction. It's mad.
Look, yeah. You know what? Haaland does this, don't it? Every time I think he's a bot, he reminds me that he has got feelings and that he's got emotions, right? Because who did he do this with when he started? He gets onto players and he becomes a... Was it Skelly?
Who, Jed?
Yeah, like, no. Haaland gets into it with individuals and it carries on throughout the whole season.
I think it was Skelly. He said some stuff about Skelly.
It was Skelly. Didn't Skelly go and do his... Skelly's celebration.
So now, and then he banged a couple of goals, started saying, be humble. Like, he loves her. He does love her. Something. I'm not sure if Man City, Tottenham's going to be a thing next season, but it will probably be this.
So yeah, Jude got the first goal, which was an equaliser, and then he got the winner off a Morgan Rogers rebound.
Yeah.
Keeper should have did better though.
Yeah.
But you read that well though.
You
gambled.
Oh, bro. He's such a willing, brave runner, you know.
That's the part of the being
there. There was a chance like that before with Saka, and no one gambled, and it just flashed past the goal.
Yeah. Wow. Nah, he did well to gamble, but the key part, like we said, Dan, we know what technique.
But you know, like, for example, like, defenders will usually be there before. Like, defenders, their instincts to defend is usually quicker than a striker's or a forward's to get in position just in case.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Nine
like,
times
he
out
knew.
Of 10 anyway, like, yeah.
It's like, Bellingham's got that thing where he just knows. I don't know what it is, but he just knows. He's just got that thing, that second ball thing.
He's like, even though he's a technical footballer, he's just very athletic as well, isn't it? Like,
what did you make of Tuchel post-match?
Shall I be honest, yeah? Just straight. Me, football manager, I'm not doing that. You can't risk it at this point of the tournament. You got to just say, you know what? Well done. We done. Even if I say that to them, but to the media, I'm going to say, you know what? We done this. We just beat a good team. Rare, Haaland, Odegaard, rare it onto the next one. Maybe sprinkle it in there. The next opponents are going to be stronger, so we can't make certain mistakes.
Yeah, no,
but
true.
To just come out and be like, but we were poor, like.
I would have done it like that. I don't think it was that harsh. I just think it was enough for the media to make something of it. Technically, they weren't fantastic. And Norway were in that game way more than they should have been, but mentally, they were top tier.
But your team's just won in extra time. The players are going to be happy no matter what. No matter what. They just won a World Cup quarterfinal in extra time. You have to at least not dim it. Because look at... Fair enough, Jude said what he said. Whatever.
Yeah, we won, bro.
He's got the aura. He's got the mannerisms of like a...
And he's done twice. Because the whatever man. was one interview. Then the other times, the next time, innit? When he said, boy.
Double down.
I don't think my man's played against Harden and then Monday before.
So. Tuchel is saying that... He said that England need to be better. The interview, Gabriel Clark tells Bellingham, and Bellingham's response was, yeah, well, whatever. It's difficult out there. All the players have put in a very tough shift. My thoughts and appreciation go out to the players who put in a tough shift. I also saw someone say that to Noni Madueke, who wasn't as blunt as Jude, but his response was kind of similar.
He copied it. It was a copycat.
He literally said, they said, oh, your manager said this. And Noni said, what? Our manager? Like, he was shocked. He had to double check. Like, our manager said that. He goes, oh, well, that's his opinion. But like, I think we done well kind of thing. But that's always going to be their response minutes after the win.
For me, yeah, just outside looking in, yeah, this isn't like manager giving players stick and saying we've got to be better. And there looks like there's been a divide between the players and the coaching staff, whatever it is, there's been something because, like, Jude could have taken that a different way, yeah, and could have said, we do have to be better. But for some reason, he bit and it was that whatever.
It's your right though, telling. It's because of that disconnect, innit? And it's like what he's saying. He's being honest. He went on the pitch. So Tuchel's looking like we weren't good enough. We've nicked one there. We've been lucky. But he's saying, from my lived experience, that was a tough game.
I was out
tough
there.
Conditions. We won. We done great.
But
we,
that, like, that, you get what I'm whatever. Saying? Like, we know these players, it's not, you don't get these flipping Paul Mercer.
Because that means
anymore.
He's always doing this. That, no. Him and Tuchel are things. So he's probably, oh, whatever, man. That's like, oh, Tuchel's
that whatever down there means
again,
this
man.
Has happened. We
yeah,
know.
Man. He's always
that
doing
whatever
this,
means
man.
What that
I ain't
we've had.
To him, man.
We're not cussing Jude. We love Jude. We're Team Jude. But he's dissing my man. You got to be honest.
That's a diss.
If one of your players at full time said something, regardless of if he's like, yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. What he just brushed him off. Like.
That's all it is.
What, little man?
Yeah, like. Just
yeah, but you got to know after that shift that he's
yeah.
put in.
Yeah, because he knows I'm starting in the semis.
But that's why.
No matter what I say.
That's why Tuchel said it wrong. You don't do that. These men, you've seen, whether it's good or not, you've seen they've worked hard.
Do you know what? Yeah. Do you know why I think that's different? That is different.
Killing me, you know. We've lost him, boys.
Yeah, no. I know. He's, yeah.
Bro, allow me, man. Please, bro, man. I don't get it, man. You're moving proper, bro. It's proper weird, bro.
Why are you bothering this, man?
Just allow me, bro,
just
man.
Just been sitting in them shades, man. 20 minutes, not saying nothing. It's just killing me.
All right, the only good is that he's got an opinion on all of this.
You know, I'm not talking about football. It's all your opinions. And spirit, you got no opinion on this,
no, but
bro.
For example, yeah, Jude Bellingham would have been in positions all throughout his career where he's won games where they've not been good enough and then the interviewer has got a microphone in his face. He doesn't behave like that. You know, you are media trained to know how to behave and what to say. You almost have like a, just it's the same interview every week, essentially. And that is a different one.
That's what I'm saying, because he don't feel like that. Because I'm seeing that, saying now the media trying to be divisive and have and you can kind of put it on the media, like Gable Clark didn't have to ask those questions or thinking like that, but I still believe it works both ways. Jude didn't have to respond like that either.
Yeah, he even could have said whatever in a better way. Like, he whatever did in the worst way possible.
He could have said, yeah, it's whatever. He could have said, it's whatever.
It's whatever.
He could have said, it's whatever.
The whatever was like he's an Egypt, like I'm done with him. Like, it's Egypt. Like, whatever, man. Like, it's not even important. We won now. We're English. Like, allow it, man. Like,
Is that it, though?
Like, bro,
is
you don't even get it, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Allow it. Whatever, man.
The whatever's just rolled into the speech so smoothly. So smoothly.
Too smooth.
The players are putting a very tough shift out here. Rare. Like, bro, it was so perfect. It's like, I almost didn't. You see, at the time, I didn't even see it as disrespectful.
No, that's not. I'm rating it. I was rating it. It was so cold. I was rating it.
And also, it's not just the year whatever is difficult out there. It's what followed that. He goes, the players have put in a tough shift. Yeah. My thoughts and appreciation goes out to the players who put in a tough shift. No talks about the management. No talks about the changes or maybe the tactics that maybe got us this win. It was just like, we did this.
That's what he said. He came back off. I need to go find the quote, bro. He said, these men weren't out there. They was on the sidelines. They weren't out there playing against Haaland and all that. Like, these men don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, now Gabriel Clark definitely tried it, but Tuchel, he needs to read the room, man. Like, he doesn't understand where he is. Like, like you're a German England manager, bro. Like, understand what you're doing. Like, you gotta move. Like, have you ever seen that documentary about the black man that's in the KKK? Like, he has to move a certain way, bro. He can't just move like the rest of the KKK.
Clayton Bigsby?
I can't remember, Clayton Bigsby? Bro, he's in there, bro.
Bigsby.
No, imagine.
Oh, my God.
Well, we infiltrated the thing, bro. It's like, but it's so...
He has to be on the
white
most votes,
power.
Bro.
Bro, showing, man. He is a black man in the KKK right now, bro. He needs to maneuver. And he's the grand, what do they call the main KKK?
Grandmaster
Dragon. Yeah, yeah. He's the Grandmaster Dragon, Cloak Dragon, bro.
Do you know
he
what?
He needs to
it's
fix
true.
Up, bro.
And as you know what it is? It's different when it's club football and you go back to your family and you just see each other. These lot are living together.
Bro, nation.
Like,
now, but that England team is quite close together, though.
Bro, I see a video, Nonny getting his hair braided, Tuchel walks in. You think he's ever seen this before? A grown man getting his hair done. He's never seen this, bro. It's a new environment for everyone. It might work out, bro. It's worked out so far.
Hanging out at the pool is great. relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
France v. Spain.
This is the game.
The other semi-final.
This now, is the game.
France have beat everyone. They've battered pretty much everyone. They breezed past everyone.
Apart
in
from
tournament.
Paraguay. And the woman said that he didn't have breast milk. He had coconut milk.
Huh?
That's what she said.
Yeah, the Paraguayan.
Race. Said who said,
she
said
Mbappe. She said that he looked like he sucks on coconut.
She said that black people didn't work breastfed.
The Paraguayan woman.
They said we suck on coconut.
The politician lady.
Yeah.
Senator.
Senator on national TV.
Why did she say that?
And they said the most intelligent conversation he's ever had would have been with a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Hold on. She said that.
Yeah.
Live. From Paraguay.
This isn't AI.
Nah. Real thing.
Same AI, bro.
And then she like apologized for double down.
I'm not on the internet like that. But hold on. A woman who's a senator, a representative of an entire country, she said that Mbappe looks like he drinks.
That he sucks coconuts. No, she looks like he sucks coconuts. Looks like he sucks That's what coconuts. She said.
That's different.
She said, right? Looks like he sucks coconuts. And then she said.
She went mad.
Because looking like you drink coconuts, drink coconut then milk, she said and the most, suck coconuts. Two different
The most intelligent conversation he looks like he's ever had is with chimpanzees. That's what she said. And then she said, the whole team should slap him.
She said the whole team should slap him.
Bro, South American racism is a different
It's
strain.
Different level, you know.
High level, bro.
High strain still.
High strain.
Because we ain't really got any representation over there like that. Like, in Brazil, we do. But you know, like, in Europe, you just go down and you're in Africa. But whereas, like, if you're in South America, like,
no, it's ignorance.
Come on, man.
I think, like, I think outside Africa, Brazil got the most black people in the world, bro.
No. I know. Like, but they're from Africa. But they're from Africa.
Displaced. They're South American.
Yeah, diaspora.
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 But either way,
well,
it's
in dire conditions.
Half America's cooked, bro. You can't.
Like, she needs to get dash red, bro.
Yeah, she needs to get kicked off.
I can't believe that's real.
You need to see the jump, bungee jumper that didn't have no cord. She should have been the one that got dash red, blood. Idiot.
Someone jumped with no cord.
The woman, they held
her
up.
They threw her and then they threw her.
Not funny, it's not funny. No, not yo, funny, yo, funny. Yo, life. Yo, it's real life, real life.
Hold on, what do you mean?
She's doing the bungee jump thing.
The two men got her up,
she's there, like a starfish that spread out.
And we're holding her,
and they throw her off.
And then they realised that
they never connected the cord.
France seemed to have breezed past everyone they've met so far in the tournament, only conceded 2 goals in the process.
It's too easy.
Spain, not so much, but they get the job done. Marino with back-to-back late winners for the Spaniards.
That's a big one.
Clutch, bro.
Like, do you know what it is? Spain are the type of team that France might struggle with. But France are the type of team that might just not care.
Them front four, what is it? Because Elise is the best player in the tournament for me, right?
Yeah,
now.
He's going crazy.
Elise, Mbappe, Dembele, and then Barcola, Doué. Switch either one you want.
Problematic.
It's hard to deal with. It is hard to deal with. There's not even... It don't even make you feel any better if Barcola starts or Doué starts, because you just know that you got to look forward to one of them pulling up when the team's tired.
It's the pace, man. That's it. Let's have it right, man. If Spain win this game, it's going to be because they have the ball. But can they dominate possession against this France side?
Oh, no. Rabiot and that's been good.
Yeah.
Rabiot and Kone.
Rabiot don't give the ball away, you know.
Yeah. Rabiot, I think Rabiot's good, man. Kone's been good.
Physical.
They even needed to use Kante like that, really.
Do you know what it is? It depends, innit? Because Spain kind of have to control the game, and like, if they go forward, it has to be like, it either has to stick or like something needs to happen.
Who's Saliba's partner?
Upamecano. And he's having
That's an elite pairing. Yeah, Koundé's been doing it, getting it done, and Digne and that. They're good all the way around.
Yeah, if France lose, it'll be because of Koundé.
And Lamine. Koundé's been all right, though. He's been all right.
He's so booky, bro.
He's been all right, man.
He has, but it's just, there's just moments where his dreadlocks as well, don't like them. But he's just,
they're extensions, isn't it?
I think they're legit.
Someone said them for time.
Do you think he's had them for time?
Nah, man, but he had an afro and then showed them.
Yeah, that's faux.
Yeah, that's a faux thing, man. Lancey, I heard about that. Yeah, those are Lancey's, man. You get me? That's what we're calling them. But yeah, nah. It's going to be interesting, man. Spain midfield.
You know what? As far as midfields, I feel like Spain are more set up to control the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
But France are more set up to just like spring and just ruin the tempo.
Who did they start? Fabio Ruiz and Pedri.
Pedri
came off the bench last game.
Yeah, because they started Orazabal.
He's plays up front.
Omo, Danny Omo.
And they got a lot of players that can actually control possession and stuff and all that. It's going to be a good
game. They got good players, man.
And the French midfield is what? It'll be Rabiot, Tchouameni or Kone, and then Olise.
Did Tchouameni pick up a little knock or something? Because Tchouameni started and then...
They still got Kante.
And then Kone came in.
Kone gives them something different though, isn't it? He's a bit of a warmonger. He's a bit of like a drill sergeant in a boom. And then
he's had a great season. He's coming off a great season.
He's a number six. They give him 20 dribbling on Football Manager, bro.
Is it?
He's a ball carrier.
His dribbling's 20, bro. And last year, I think they think they're down. But when I first bucked him, when he was at Wolfsburg he had 20 dribbling, bro. DMF, insane.
That is crazy.
As a front three, he's what you want because he's like, he's going to smash and crack something and then it's just gone. The ball is gone Wolfsburg. And it's the front three.
Was Black or something like that? Gladbach.
Black
and green thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if these Spaniards... No one don't want to see Mbappe and these, man. Let's have it right, innit? But what will be interesting to see is that... Let's have it right. Spain will have a plan. They'll have a plan for them. You understand? Everyone they play against, the slower team. They might be the like athletically weaker, smaller. So they'll be ready for this. But me, personally, I don't think they'll have enough.
I don't think they'll be ready for this.
Who? Spain, you think they are?
I don't think they'll be ready for this.
They have a Lamine.
They have Lamine.
But Lamine, Lamine's had quiet games.
But I will raise you an Olise, a Dembele, an Mbappe.
If they don't have the ball, then they can't hurt them. Spain's angle is, let's retain possession.
How do you stop them from getting the ball?
Well, obviously, France are direct.
We are talking about the elite.
France are very direct. They are very direct. If they nick the ball and go on a counter-attack, it's going to be dark.
Spain isn't really a loser possession kind of team.
They don't lose the ball often.
But do you know who is quite likely to be risky?
France can't ball, bro.
So for example, I think that it might be a case of they'll try and play the game in France's half when they have possession. They won't get into a basketball match with France. But having said that, Mbappe, Dembele, it don't matter if they're in their own half. If they're sprinting, they are getting to your goal.
They should just allow them to do what they want to do and be the possession team and control it, and then just like trigger presses and then just play in a transition. They're not going to be able to hang with them on in a transition in the can anyway. They're going to be screwed.
But you're looking, the matchup for me is where it can all go left for France is obviously Digne against Yamal.
Yeah, but the problem with that is when Spain get into an issue on one wing, they usually recycle it and go around to the other, and then round to the other. It takes them a long time to try and get that ball to the box.
And I'll be honest, they're not gonna.
France ain't beat Spain for time.
So what do you reckon? You reckon Spain got
this? When's the last time they played though?
The other day, 5-4, and then they beat them in the semi-finals.
Was that Nations League?
Yeah, and then they beat them in the semis, and the semis in the Euros as well.
And that's a thing, you know, when you just bragging rights on that.
I just think this France are different. Usually there's like Griezmann, where someone you have to pretend is better than they really are.
That's crazy. Griezmann's good.
He's not Olise. He's never ever been on what Olise's on or Dembele's on or maybe a Barcola. Cool, but what Mbappe and these men are doing right now?
Scary,
bro.
You're not going to stop Mbappe.
Bro,
I just don't think you're going to stop him.
France are not going to play the same, man. They're not going to play the same. They're going to change their game and lose, man. They're not going to play their game the same. They're going to have to change counter football. Spain's going to have the level. going to cost them.
I don't think Spain
used to the
want
ball.
Counters like that, though.
It's going to have to. It's going to cost France.
It's going to cost them. They're going to change their how they play, how they played the whole tournament, how they've been brushing teams.
Do you think they will, or do you think they should?
They're going to have to. You're not going to have
Why?
The ball.
Have Spain dominated gonna, the team? This
Rabiot
tournament.
Don't give the ball
they
away.
They have all the ball. It's just
no, have, I'm asking you. Have they dominated the team this
They
tournament?
Have the ball all the time, yeah. So in terms of possession, yeah.
Not possession. I'm just talking in general.
Well, like, let's batter in the goal.
Not just... have.
They were on
Portugal. I think the answer is no.
Yeah, no, 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 on votes, no.
Yeah.
But, I just this, think, but is this the game to turn up? Possibly.
Yeah, but bro, like I'm saying,
when you're talking about possession side bases, I mean possession based teams as well, the gap's not that like far between them. You're not moving like they couldn't go toe to toe with them and try and hold the ball in possession if they actually wanted to. Like France can put,
I don't think France
it wouldn't suit them, but I'm saying he's talking
could.
Like they can't hold
they
the
can't,
ball.
No, they can't.
You're talking like you're just gonna, they just have to concede possession. They just have to concede possession
think
to Spain.
Can, like, I don't think they can control the game like as Spain can.
Do you know what is it?
I don't think they got the players for that.
The midfield battle,
they
lose.
They got
Elise. Yeah, but the midfield battle.
Elise, Dembele,
that Fabian
Mbappe,
Ruiz.
That's not, you don't use those players when you keep the ball. You keep the ball with the others, isn't it? Rabiot, Tchouameni, both don't play in high possession teams. Tchouameni's at Real Madrid, the high possession team's Barcelona, right? Isn't it?
Rodri
plays in a high possession team. Pedri plays in a high possession team.
Apart from Barcelona, you probably have more possession than
anyone in a high possession team. These men are used to the ball. Used to it.
So is Tchouameni. Plays for Real Madrid.
That's not a high possession team. They break. They press at moments.
Most of the league that they play, they're gonna have most of the possession.
Apart
from Barcelona, and that.
Except for Barcelona.
It's just one team. So that means he is
the
used
two
to
midfielders from that team are in that team.
They don't concede in that. They don't concede and they don't face shots.
Who don't
in that.
Concede? Spain.
If Fabian Ruiz plays, they might be screwed. They ain't lost in his last since Fabian Ruiz plays. Yeah, and I thought they was gonna say like 12 games or something like that. It's 48.
But ain't, what do you say, France?
France they all respect Mbappe, but they've seen him week in, week out. They
well,
all
France has conceded twice, you know. Like I feel like you think the Saliba, Upamecano thing's like normal.
No, it's a top pairing. Like, it's a top pairing.
Anything goes near them, it is a madness. That's the only reason why I don't think Dine against Yamal would be that bad, because you know
Dine is decent.
Nah, he's not that bad, and they'll just send Saliba out there to just beat up Yamal every
time.
And
the opposite side though, Saliba don't play
no.
left side.
Yes, he does. Upamecano's on the right side. He
I
plays
LCB
for
side. Side.
Predictions?
Awesome.
And is anyone going to predict a Spain win?
Me.
A Spain win?
Yeah, I think Spain's going to do it still. But
I don't
I'll
even
the apple cart, score. Man. I think they're going to do it like 2-1, 1-0.
1-0.
I ain't got no scores, man, but I think England-France final.
I think France beat Spain 2-0. You can't put a Yoza battle against them black boys, man.
It's not about him, bro. It's not about him.
It is going to be
about him. It's not about him. It's about you lot's guy, man. It's about Super Mikel Moreno. Yes. It's
bad
about,
boy.
Bad it's boy. About those guys, bro.
Bad boy.
It's about those guys.
He's got a knack,
man. Ferran
He's
Torres.
A bad boy, bro.
It's about
it,
Ferran.
Watch,
it's about these
boy.
Ones. These Prosky. Slept individuals.
You're just going to move like you didn't say anything when France win the World Cup. I know that's going to happen, bro. Like these men are sick, bro.
They
I know
are.
It's boring to just want to say that. But
and England's got no moves to Argentina either.
All right, hold on. So what are you England predicting? Are you predicting a... Spain-Argentina final.
Yeah.
Argentina literally ain't got moves for England.
Just tell me the last time England beat Argentina and we'll move from there.
You keep talking about history.
2002.
I'm talking about this tournament. I'm talking about from what you're talking about.
Hold on,
I've never seen
it
happen.
2002.
Hold on.
2002, I'm sure.
2002.
You said
just let me know.
England...
What was
I've
the last
never
time?
Beaten Argentina.
I didn't say.
He said, when was the last time? He said, when was the last time?
When was the last time?
Yeah, I didn't say never.
I've just found out the last time they played in the World Cup was 24 years ago. Me, myself, I'm not going to put that result towards what I think is going to happen in this game.
I hear you. I hear you.
Same when was the last time we beat them? When was the last time we played? Is a better question.
Exactly
for real, maybe. But I've seen worse Argentina teams, man. Hand of God, that elite goal, that goal, that great Maradona
Hand
goal
of God.
Against England.
Yeah. Well, you saw that with your own eyes.
Oh, so they've met 6 times in the World Cup. England have won 3 times in 1962. In 1966, we all know what happened then, and in 2002. The 2 Argentina wins came in 1986 and 1998. We definitely
wait.
All
so in over history, England's won more times against Argentina.
Falklands. So hold on. So let me. Oh, can I just say something? Wait. So hold on.
That does that such hold change on. Some stuff? No.
Hold on. But this is my. How can history? Let me ask you something, though. Why is history always a factor in football? Like, this is football.
Because Argentina is the team like Germany in these major tournaments for England. Germany. Like it's like how England. Like, that's why it was
We beat them more times in the tournament.
But I'm saying in recent times, like that 86 and that 98 win, that affected the country. Beckham got sent off in that 66, 98.
We won the World Cup.
Oh, one sec. 98, Beckham was the most hated man in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
86 was the hand of God and probably one of the best goals ever to be scored in the World Cup. It always, against these two teams, England, you cut a 62 scores.
The hand of God's the best goal of a World Cup.
No, the dribble, bro.
Oh, sorry,
when Maradona had the
same team. Game.
But same 60, game.
1962.
Where was you when you was watching that?
Fine. But you've seen the same goal I've seen. 62, 66. You don't even know who scored. You even know when they bucked them. You know what I'm saying, innit? You don't even know. 02. Who? 02, what, the 2002 World Cup.
All right, so bottom line, no one's really got a stranglehold in this this fixture. We're just going to make agendas. I don't mind agendas. I think they run the world.
I think Argentina have a bit more mental, though. I don't know why.
They have way more
mental. As long as you just admit that you can't prove it.
No, but it's just they got the mental, the Diego Simeone Beckham situation, the hand of God, the greatest goal at the World Cup. They got all of these
and
things.
And they got the dark hearts.
Even Michael Owen's best goal at the World Cup, they lost. England lost it. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, my biggest reason what I would put forward to Argentina winning it, even though I don't think they're going to win, would be FIFA.
Okay.
They got FIFA.
Infantino.
Yeah, and you get me? Do you know what it is? Even stylistically, the way they play football, yeah? Argentina have more ability to make the game the way they want it to be.
Yeah.
They do. They can make it cagey, rare. So even if England have the ball, they can start kicking them.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting all these little
Paraguay bookings. Team.
There you go. They'll get their little bookings and retting them. And then England will start doing it back. Then that's when Argentina will start.
Then it's
playing.
Magic man. Yeah. Magic man.
England
time.
Ain't got that. You saw it against Norway. When a game's tough for them, they don't know how to. What plan B is, or to make it more difficult.
Plan B is you it's better not, than them, bro.
Yeah, but bro.
Just like what? So we can't have that, but Argentina can have Messi. But
what? No, don't do the comparison. Don't.
I'm not trying to compare the two.
If Argentina don't change the way they've been playing, yeah. They're screwed. They're gonna walk right into England's hands.
And England don't need to change?
Nah.
Argentina have some of what England have in terms of like they have a top player in a Messi. As what
and they've
got
an elite player in Alvarez.
And forget that, they've got a box crasher. They've got their own Bellingham, bro. I'm telling you, see Enzo, he's not a job, man.
No, he's not. He's not the same as man. Talk about Enzo. Get out of here, man.
You know what? He's right.
Enzo's
I'm
a right.
Get out of here with that rubbish.
I'm not going to lie.
Enzo McAllister.
Enzo's a baller.
Now, between Enzo and McAllister, Dan's right, bro.
Chelsea and Liverpool players.
Between Enzo and McAllister, Dan's right, bro.
Enzo and McAllister.
And you see, come on, man.
The fact that that midfield is going to be better than England's midfield is the reason why England are.
Paredes.
That is why England are.
It's not better than England.
Paredes.
It's going to be better than Anderson and Rice.
It is.
Enzo and McAllister.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
Are you being genuine? You believe it?
It is.
Yeah, I think
not like player for player.
It's not. Like, it's not a better midfield.
I just reckon as a unit.
Like, it's not a better midfield.
I reckon as a unit.
As a working three, it might be, but not.
Yeah, that's what we mean. That's what
we're talking about.
That's what we mean.
Nowhere near pound for pound.
We're not talking.
That's what we mean as a working unit.
We're just talking Argentina's midfield against England. I think England are going to win. Yeah, I don't think Argentina have enough.
I'd hope to see England win as well.
Me personally, I'm saying it straight, innit? I'm Scottish. I'm not saying this. They can't laugh at me when this happens. I don't think Messi's going to do nothing.
I just think the English fullback situation. I think the English fullback situation is going to be a massive problem for them. I think this is where it's going to cost them.
Martinez is moving like a.
He's moved.
Argentina.
Yeah, Martinez. Scissor kicks, overhead
Lissandro,
kicks.
Lissandro.
Yeah.
He's moving mental, bro.
I'm telling him and Romero. I see something. The Man United one. He just said, "Yo, I'm injured. Yeah, I missed bare games for United. Yeah," and then Romero just said, "Yo, I'm not playing for a couple games." Bro, they saved themselves for here, you know. Those ninjas saved all their energy for here. McAllister.
That's how they're going to get moved to.
Bro, they're just ready, bro.
Sent off.
And they are defending it.
Romero knows Kane, back of his hand.
Yes, that don't matter.
That don't matter. Kane's
that don't matter, man.
He's upgraded, man.
I'll be honest.
No, in Germany, upgraded.
Another reason why England might lose, Kane might frass. He might frass. He might. In important moments, he frasses.
But that's what England's got. They got Bellingham. They got Bellingham.
He might frass, bro. He might frass.
He hasn't had a Jude, bro.
Jude is. Yeah, Jude.
He hasn't had a Jude. Even though Jude's younger, Jude can circle the shit.
No, he can. He can.
That's why he made that pass. He made that pass again.
You lot are trying to overput the thing on Jude.
I'm not, bro. But
you are, bro.
Just
you
like,
are,
bro. Why can't we? Just like
you are.
France do with Mbappe. Just like do Spain do with. You mean?
Chill. You keep throwing everything in Jude's basket. If they lose, it's monkey emojis. And it shouldn't be monkey
emojis.
And
then emojis. When he doesn't, then what?
You get what I'm saying, Jude?
When he doesn't, then what? When he does this
if
thing,
if they lose,
then what?
It's monkey emojis.
I
are you ready
never
for monkey emojis?
Shout for England. Like this. That's why I'm pissed off. I'll be real. That's why I'm just saying they're going to lose. Kilo.
England.
Yeah. I'm Scottish. Yeah,
I personally... McGinn. I've got a weird feeling. I've always had a weird feeling about this game, this England-Argentina game. And I thought that it would be two teams that are evenly matched, but maybe one of them's going to run out of luck. And in my head, I just feel like with the FIFA thing, with just how the universe is trying to make Messi do it again, I just got a feeling we get another France-Argentina final.
Wait, hold on.
Do you know what they were trying to do, though? Literally, if Portugal won their group, they were trying to make like a Messi and Ronaldo buck in the semis. You know, like that would have blown up the whole world.
On a conspiracy thing, because you know, like at the beginning, all the games, they had all the games written out on like Reddit, and they were all coming in. Bro, I think it's France Argentina final again, but this time Mbappe gets the hat trick.
Nah. He got a hat trick.
And wins it.
What, a hat trick again?
I think he gets four then, quadruple. Osovin.
His performance in the final, his performance last final was
insane.
And he lost. Not just, no, I never said the goals, I said his performance, bro. I never said his goals, I said his performance.
Worst thing is, first half, he was dog shit. He came out second half.
Smoke. They were they 1-0 down first half? 1-0.
I don't know. Guys, let us know who's going to win out of England and Argentina, France and Spain. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, hype. All the buttons, every button, just hit them all.
What am I even doing?
Do you think
it
could be Argentina, France?
Modric.
Spain, France.
Is it coming home?
Argentina, Spain. That would be a letdown.
England, France.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players. For American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.